Geelong Marine World post-match interview.
Geelong Marine World bringing us players' post-match comments. Of course, cruising, fishing, or fun. Get on the water with Geelong Marine World. We're in the fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar. Signature Homes, an award-winning Geelong builder specialising in custom design homes, $400,000 to $1 million. Sydney have kicked their second goal, but they're going to lose this one. And Fremantle will pick up their fifth win under Justin Longmuir in the next 5.5 minutes. 6-8-44 the Dockers. Sydney 2-7-19. Now, the Tigers, I'm not sure if they're in the same rooms that Carlton were in last night, and if they are, that means we can't access the song being sung by the players, unfortunately. So they will head down into the rooms, and we might probably be able to go vision wise with them. We'll be able to see what they are doing, but the song, unless they're going to stay in the I think they might be able to stay in the little change room area, which I think is used by St Mary's, is the home club, one of the home clubs at TIO Stadium. And they're just grabbing a drink, huddling around, and we'll be able to bring you the Tigers song. We're hoping to go and speak with one of the Tigers players as well, get their thoughts on tonight's performance as they start to build towards another final series. So here's Richmond in the rooms and about to give us a version of We're From Tigerland. So that's the Tigers with the song. The Bombers have gone to their rooms and are licking their wounds, and that is all but done for them, their hopes of playing finals. You'd think they've still got five to play, but they'd need to win all five, Doms.
Yeah, no, I think just on what we've seen, look, it looks as though they just need to train a little bit together and understand the game plan. Obviously, with John Worsfield transitioning out and Ben Rutten coming in, there's Blake Carousella has come from Richmond. They clearly want to change the way they've been playing in the past, but it looks as though they haven't really trained enough together, and it just looks as though they're just playing footy at the moment. Then they're getting a few little meetings here and there, but I think another pre-season of them understanding what their game plan actually is and then being able to train it, they'll be in a better position. Of course, they've got a heap of injuries. So, I don't think they're too far off it. They clearly need to make some list management calls at the end of the year. But they've still got some players there that can help them win games. And I just think they need another pre-season of understanding their game style and how they want to play.
Just off the KFC Twitter too, George Templeton asking, so as Cat fans that is worried about playing Richmond in September, should I be encouraged by the Tigers' struggles inside 50? In terms of, Geelong fan, I mean, after last year's preliminary, Richmond have sort of, I know they're not in peak form, but they're going to be around the mark. Are they a mile off their premiership form, or are they not far off their premiership form?
I wouldn't say they're a mile off, no way near a mile off. I think the conditions mightn't have suited them tonight. As we're going to Shire Bolton.
No, you're right. Dom's kept going. Sorry. We're just waiting for that to be set up.
Okay. I think the conditions, I think Essendon probably maybe handled the conditions at times better than Richmond, just with some of the inside 50 use. And but clearly weight of numbers was too much for Essendon in the end, and Richmond were able to win the game. But, I think, as I mentioned during the call, I think teams will go to town and go to work on how Essendon were able to hold up for so long, and that's something that Richmond will need to work on. And obviously, if you get 65 entries, clearly accuracy is important, and you need to be kicking your goals. But I think they'd like to be scoring, and the score would like to be a lot more if you're getting 60 plus entries a game than what it was tonight.
6-8-44 Fremantle, Sydney 2-7-19. Lockie Schiltz having a snap-on goal, and looking to extend the margin. He steps out, snaps, and puts it through, and that margin is now 31. So after the disappointment of last week for the Dockers, they bounce back nicely with a win over the Swans, who had a good win over the Giants, but aren't playing great footy, it must be said. They're basically preparing for season 2021 and hoping that Lance Franklin's back for a couple of last hurrahs and Tom Papley doesn't go anywhere at the end of the year, because he's obviously the glue that's holding their forward line together at the moment. Kurz Hyatt, Benny, just some of the key stats that have come out of this evening.
I'm still coming to terms with the fact that an AFL player, D. Robe, took his board shorts off in the ocean and left them floating on the water and attempted to line them up with something on shore, thinking that they would remain there while he had a swim. That is one of the most extraordinary things you'll hear this year, Tom, and I'm still, I can't believe that it actually happened.
Oh, it was a joy to watch. It was some of his finest work.
So if you missed it, that's what Nathan Ablett did in what, I don't know what year it was, but it was when he played for the Cats. So he took his board shorts off in the water and he wasn't wearing any underpants.
Yes.
And then he just left his board shorts floating on the water and lined them up with a tree on the shore, thinking that they would remain there while he had to swim around for 10 minutes. Then when he came back to retrieve them, they were gone. So he had to emerge from the H2O and he just located a magnificent, just a superb piece of seaweed that just covered everything up.
Covered his modesty.
It did. It was unbelievable stuff. So the tales of Nathan Ablett Geelong go on.
Well, the Tom's Tall Tales will return on Thursday night.
Yes, but it's not a Nathan Ablett story we're hearing.
No.
It's someone else.
So stay tuned for that. Looking forward to it when Tom Wanagan
really
rejoins us.
To it. There may be a little sort of bedside book in this, I reckon. Mm. So,
just not in time. Unfortunately, we just haven't got it out in time for Father's Day.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Christmas?
Well, whatever. Well, we're all in a pandemic, so you've got plenty of time. We'll get maybe next year's Father's Day. Just quickly.
Yes, Benny.
We mentioned the inside 50s. They got bifurcated. Essendon 24 to 66. Disposals were split down the middle, which makes that even more interesting. Comprehensive contested possession in favour of the Tigers. They were plus a 33 in that stat, 129 to 96. Tackles were split down the middle at 36. Merritt had 34. Smith, 27. Parrish, 23. Saad, 21. And Guelphy. I thought Guelphy actually was okay. It's the best game I've seen him play down back for the Bombers. He had 19 touches, 9 marks, and did a couple of good things defensively. So a little positive there. I thought Draper was okay as well. He took 6 marks. So a couple of little positives for the Bombers. For the Tigers, the medal winner, Bolton, 29 touches, kicked a goal. Martin, 30 touches, 1 goal. 2, Graham at 23, Lambert at 18, Pickett at 18, and the other ones there were Lynch kicked 2 goals, 2 from 9 possessions, Rewald kicked 2 goals, 1 from 8 possessions.
Thank you for that, Benny. Kurz Hire, 100% locally owned and operated in Geelong. They're your local hire company and have been since 1982. You can find them at North Geelong, Grovedale and Ocean Grove. Steamatic standout, Steamatic, your disaster restoration experts. Tom Wanagan, you have the final say on the Steamatic standout for tonight. Do you go with the those who chose the Ukin Award winner?
Yeah, look, Keo, I think it came down to 3 players in the end, and obviously we'll speak about Zach Merritt, who had an outstanding game. 34 touches and 1 goal, 79% disposal efficiency. Got a lot of his ball in the defensive half, which is a little bit... That's how Essendon play. They get a lot of their mids back inside the defensive half and get a lot of the ball there. So when you look at, and then you look at a guy like Dustin Martin, who had 30 possessions, 1 goal, 2, he got most of his, just looking at that heat map, 74% of his possessions in the forward half. So that just goes to show how the different players get their ball and how more dangerous Dusty's possessions probably are than Zach Merritt's. But I am going to go with Shai Bolton for the Steamatic Player of the Night. He was sensational. 72% disposal efficiency, 29 disposals, 12 contested, 53% in the forward half. But look, his ability to break the lines and just his turn of foot to get out of a pressure situation was what really stood out for me tonight. And that's why he's my Steamatic Player of the Night.
Thank you for that, Domsey. Steamatic standout, Shai Bolton, delivering solutions, saving properties and restoring lives in the greater Geelong area.
Geelong Marine World post-match interview.